You're listening to SBS News.
But the Arctic is now melting so fast that the whole intricate web of wildlife is under threat. And no species is more at risk than the animals at the top of the food chain, the polar bears.
That's renowned wildlife broadcaster Sir David Attenborough sounding a warning on a TV documentary about the impact of climate change on polar bears. His warning is being supported by researchers from the Norwegian Polar Institute, who come to Norway's Svalbard archipelago every year to monitor the health and size of the polar bear population. This year they've seen a precious sight, a female bear with her two cubs, and they're barely 2 days out of hibernation. The biologists say the initial results appear to show the bears are in good health, and the ice sheet on which they depend appears to be in better shape than in recent years. But research biologist Dr. John Ahrs says the long-term trend still shows the ice is melting at a faster rate than it did historically, and the winters are not replacing it.
The temperature of the water in the sea is in general higher than it used to be, and that doesn't change, you know, that much from year to year. So in parts of the area we work, like on the west coast of Svalbard, you very rarely see all the fjords freezing again as they used to do some decades ago.
Dr. Ahrs says that on average over 10 years there is now 1 month per year less sea ice. Polar bears rely heavily on sea ice for travelling and hunting. They travel to the relatively shallow waters because there's more food. Dr. Ahrs says retreating sea ice means less food for the bears in the future.
When sea ice gets further and further north, you have sea ice over deeper and deeper water, and the most productive areas are where the water is shallow. That's where you have high production of other sort of life, including seals that the polar bears are eating. So they're still doing okay, but if this continues, there might be both that it's more difficult to find something to eat where they are, and it might be a struggle to get to Svalbard or the Russian island where they go. And one very important thing for the bears is that when they give birth to cubs, they need to be on land. So they have to go to the islands every time they give birth.
Less than half of polar bear cubs manage to survive. He says the main cause is starvation.
It's harder to be able to produce milk for those cubs. I mean, those bears, the mothers, they are staying in a den without anything to eat for maybe 4 or 5 months, and then they need to be in very good condition when they start.
At the moment, the Barents Sea population of approximately 3,000 polar bears is in good condition. It's estimated the global population is around 26,000. But Dr. Stephen C. Armstrong, the chief scientist at Polar Bears International, says accessibility makes it difficult to be accurate about all the bear populations. He says many of the populations in northern Canada are not faring as well because of sea ice retreat.
This is what I call the seasonal ice ecoregion. It's Hudson Bay, Baffin Bay, Davis Strait, those areas mostly in northern Canada where the polar bears have historically had to come off the ice. Now they're having to stay off of the ice for a much longer period. So Western Hudson Bay is clearly one of the early ones that will be tipping over. We can expect that as sea ice is forming later in the fall and melting earlier in the summer, that these are going to be among the first populations to be affected, that we will see actually polar bears disappearing from.
Climate change conferences and extreme weather events around the world have highlighted the problem of global warming, and more developed countries are aiming to cut carbon emissions. But Dr. Armstrong believes proposed cuts fall short of what's needed to save polar bear populations in the worst affected areas.
According to studies that atmospheric scientists have done, it might take 10 or 15 years for global temperatures to stabilize, and then another 10 or 15 years for the sea ice to respond to that temperature stability. So we've got our work cut out for us. The future, if we continue on the course that we're on, doesn't look good for polar bears. And we need to act quickly if we want to take advantage of the opportunity that we still have to save polar bears over much of their range.
Dr. Amstrup says bears are surviving at the moment, but if they're forced to retreat to the far north, their future will not be so secure. Alan Lee, SBS News.